Broadcast System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley as Bull Brummel with Rosemary Lane, Betty Gard, and Lionel Sander.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Seal Test program. Tonight we take you back 200 years to the life and times of the impeccable and fastidious Beau Brummel, the man whose passion was fashion. With us we have Rosemary Lane and Betty Gard, Lionel Stander, and original music, and original lyrics, and let's get going.
So it's back to the 18th century, with all its gallantry.
When men were men, though they powdered their wigs and displayed a silken knee.
Army in the 18th century.
Oh, Lionel.
Yes, Beau Brummel.
What a boring day. Everything is so boring. I'm so dreadfully, dreadfully...
bored?
Exactly. Why couldn't I think that? Niall, and pray read my morning mail.
Very well, sir. Oh, here's a letter from your tailor. Pea-popping Percival Pipping Poop.
Pea-popping Percival Popping Peep? The deuce, you say. Read it.
Very well, sir. To the esteemed, gracious, and fastidious satellite of our royal court, Mr. Beau Brummel, Esquire. Dear Crumb, did I or did I not make for you a pair of fawn-colored pants? And do you or do you not owe me £100 for said fawn-colored pants? You do, too. These pants were reduced from £200 to £100 especially for you. Is it fair that you don't pay, especially after you've caught me with my pants marked down? Now, either get out of debt or get out of my pants. Cordially, Pea-Popping Percival Pipping Poop.
Oh, how dreadfully, dreadfully tiresome. You really think he'd stoop to deep-panting me?
Absolutely.
How chilly. Lionel, I just can't give up my fawn-colored pants. Dear, dear, £100. Where can I turn? What can I do? Come in.
Sir, His Highness the Prince has arrived and desires an audience immediately.
The Prince? Show him in at once.
Very well. His Royal Highness the Prince.
Hello, my dear Bull. Ah, look at you. Impeccable. Exquisite. You're radiant. You look positively gay, sir.
Nay, sir.
But you do, sir.
Who, sir?
You, sir.
Me, sir.
Oui, oui, sir.
I say, sir.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
But you're... Bull, chap, I'm in a bit of a jam, and you've simply got to help me out. You've got to take a woman off my hands.
A woman? Who is she?
The Duchess Betty de la Lasvogel.
But Ella Lasvogel, of the Morris strain.
Yes, 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 yes.
Seem to have heard that name.
You remember hearing about her, sir. She was always loaded with jewels.
Always loaded?
Precisely, sir. Always loaded.
Ah, Prince, so it's the Duchess you're engaged to, and you want to break it off nicely?
Precisely.
Neatly?
Completely.
Righto.
Righto.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Prince, I've never seen the Duchess. What's she like? Is she attractive?
No.
Is she homely?
No.
Is she repulsive?
No, but you're getting warm.
But, my dear Prince, do you realize you're asking me to make love to a woman I don't know or care for? What deceit, what treachery, what...
I'll give you £1,000.
Yeah, what is her address?
Then you'll do it?
Well, I don't know. £1,000, did you say?
Yes. Now, look, you must. There's only one man in the country who can make the Duchess forget me, sir.
Who, sir?
You, sir.
Me, sir.
Oui, oui, sir.
When, sir?
Now, sir.
Okay, sir.
Good day, sir.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
By my manners, Lionel, £1,000. That'll take care of my tailor.
Ah, yes, but what a dismal way to earn it. To think that Beau Brummel should stoop to commercializing Cupid for a measly £1,000.
But I'm only doing it this one time.
Yeah, this one time. That's what they all say. But what about the future? This week it'll be a duchess. Next week a countess. Then a princess. The £1,000 will come easy. And you'll go on week after week. Then someday you'll look at yourself. And you know what you'll be?
What?
A filthy millionaire.
Nevertheless, I must do it. I must make love to the duchess. By the way, Lionel, have I ever made love to a duchess before?
I'll look it up in your little red book. Let's see. Dances, debutantes, damsels, divorcees, dairymaids.
Hey, wait, Lionel. Was that Patricia, the dairymaid?
Yes, sir, it was.
Well, go on.
Let's see. I don't see any instructions on making love to duchesses here.
No?
No, I guess you'll have to ad-lib this time, boss.
Yes, I'll take my guitar and be Beau Brummel, the troubadour. Sartorially speaking, I am king of the land. I dazzle all eyes as I stroll on the strand. Arrayed for romance in my fawn-colored pants. How do I look?
Magnificent.
Ah, yes. Our clothes really make the man. My chapeau and kerchief are quite le dernier cri. My gloves are lined with satin, my pumps are filigree. The chrysanthemum theme of my waistcoat's a dream.
How does it fit? Toujours l'amour.
Ah, yes, quite so. Our clothes really make the man. My buckles are gilded, my shoulders are builded. The lace on my cuffs is like delicate gauze. They make it for me from the skin of a bee, and my buttons are made from crocodile's claws.
His clothes are a pleasure to see, but they're giving me housemaid's knee. With mending and pressing and helping him dressing, washing on Mondays, patching his undies.
So when it comes to fashion, I am absolutely tops. Beside me other dudes are nudes, and other fops are flops. So I go my merry way, à la mode and distingue. How do I look?
Sagittarius. Ah, yes.
Oh, yes. Our clothes really make the man.
A very touching 32 bars, Mr. Brummel.
Well, Lionel, I must be off to see the Duchess. How do I look? Well-dressed? Graceful?
Sire, you are as graceful as a glistening raindrop, sliding haphazardly down the back of a damp gazelle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now go get the carriage ready. We're off to see the Duchess.
And now before Beau Brummel meets the Duchess, we'd like to introduce you to a new and thrilling ice cream treat. And here's Rudy Valley to tell you all about it.
Seal Test has created many an unusual ice cream treat for you, but I think they have outdone themselves in their October dessert of the month. It's a grand ice cream blueberry pie with crusts of smooth vanilla ice cream and a filling of ripe blueberries. And the decorations of whipped cream would be a credit to any chef. You're in for a new adventure in taste when you try your first ice cream blueberry pie.
And it'll only be here for October. So enjoy ice cream blueberry pie while you may. Your Seal Test ice cream dealer has it all ready for you in a convenient carton, ready to carry home. Each pie serves four, and the moderate price will surprise you. But just a word of caution. Be sure to insist on Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. That name is your protection against imitations, your assurance of quality and purity at all times. Now, in just a few moments, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie and other Seal Test products in your community. Now back to the 18th century with Rudy Valley as Beau Brummel. Beau is just about to enter the house of the Duchess de la Las Fogo.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
My compliments to the Duchess and be pleased to announce Beau Brummel.
Beau Brummel? Oh, I say, sir, this house is honored. Her Grace the Duchess will be overwhelmed. Step right this way, sucker. If you will wait here in the drawing room, sir, and excuse me, sir.
That must be the Duchess. She's there at the piano. She's beautiful. The prince must be blind.
Oh, you startled me.
Play, continue the music, my lady. Your playing is exquisite.
But who are you?
Oh, let's just say that I'm a lover of beautiful music and beautiful musicians.
That's a charming calling card.
No, you're not ugly.
What?
I realize that must have sounded strange, but you see, everyone said that you, that is, well, I...
Everyone said that I was ugly.
But how could they, when you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen?
Well, Really, sir, yours is a strange manner of speaking. But I like the things you say.
And I like that melody that you're playing.
It's a beautiful song.
Play, sing it.
All right. Waking with the sunrise every morning, walking through the flowers kissed with dew, hoping that today I'll meet my lover, make a little wish my wish come true. Gazing through the windows in the evening, wish upon a star and say a prayer. Wish upon a far bright star to guide him, pray that in the morning he'll be there. Will he be gallant and ever charming? Will he be a knight errant and true? Could he be the candle maker's grandson? Or will he be someone else quite new? Looking through the garden or the treetop, gazing at the clouds in gray and blue, forming pretty fashions of my lover, make a little wish my wish come true.
Charming. Delightful. You're the loveliest combination of beauty and talent I've ever seen.
Thank you. But who are you?
You know, before I met you, I could laugh and joke with the prince about his affairs of the heart. But now that I've seen you, it hurts me to think of you in his arms.
In the prince's arms? Well, I've never even met the prince.
Please, we can forget the past, but let's be honest, Duchess.
Duchess? Well, I'm not the Duchess.
What?
I'm her niece.
Odds bodkins.
I've been making love to the wrong woman.
Oh, so that's it. Those pretty speeches were for the Duchess, not for me.
Yes, no, I mean...
Oh, here you are. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, Beau Brummel, you dear, dear boy.
Beau Brummel?
But of course. I'll bet the young scoundrel has been making love to you already.
He has not.
I have too.
Oh, Beau, darling, you've outdone yourself today. Oh, that cerise coat, the yellow waistcoat, that purple cravat, and those pants. Oh, those pants. You know pants are my favorite color.
Oh, Auntie, if you don't mind, I think...
Rosemary, darling, don't you think Beau's pants are wonderful? What color are they, Beau?
Fawn-colored, Your Grace.
Fawn-colored? Who else would think of wearing fawn-colored pants?
A fawn. Now, if you two will excuse me, please, I'll go into the library. It's much more secluded in there.
Secluded, eh? Then you stay here. We'll go to the library.
But, Duchess, I...
Come along.
You know, Duchess, your niece is very charming, very, very lovely.
Yes, of course. Now, this, my dear Mr. Brummel, is my library. How do you like it?
Looks very comfortable, Your Grace. Lounges, love seats, sofas.
Yes, it's quite famous. Every great literary man in England has visited this library.
You must have a wonderful collection of books.
Books? I knew I forgot something in here.
Duchess, about your niece.
What about my niece, poor thing?
What do you mean, poor thing?
Well, confidentially, she's not as young as she looks.
No. How old is she?
Well, let's see now. Her mother married in, and her father was, and she was born, and she's 58.
58? Then if you're her aunt, that must make you over 70.
Well, let's see now. My mother was born in, my father married her in, why can't I keep my big mouth shut? Oh, but Mr. Brummel, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's just that laughing all the time has put little lines around my eyes. But, sir, you don't object to crow's feet, do you?
Not on a crow.
Oh, you're so witty, Beau. So very, very witty. Do say something witty.
Very well. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Disraeli.
Disraeli who?
Disraeli, oh, tough way to make a living. Thank you, Duchess. Now, where did I put my snuff box? Duchess, would you like a pinch?
Why, Mr. Brummel!
It's the finest snuff in England.
No, thank you.
Duchess, it pains me to say this, but I must take leave of you now. I'm dressed for the grand ball tonight. You're going, of course.
Of course. And I have a secret for you both.
I'm going to dance every dance with His Highness the Prince.
The Prince? Oh, your Grace mustn't do that. Don't even speak to the Prince.
Well, why not?
Well, I promised myself that I would win you away from the Prince. You see, my darling Duchess, I am broke. I mean jealous.
Oh, how sweet. All right, Beau, I shall dance every dance with you.
Every dance,
Duchess? Every dance. I'll bet you cotillion like a million.
Yes, but there's a slight jerker in my mazurka. Oh. But we shall see. Au revoir, Duchess, until we meet at the ball tonight.
Au revoir, Beau Brummel. And remember, every dance with me.
Rosemary, I'm so glad you're still here. Rosemary, I can explain everything. Please, won't you listen? But I did think you were the Duchess. But I don't love the Duchess. I love you. Rosemary, I admit that I came here to make love to the Duchess. But the moment I saw you, the Duchess was forgotten.
They do say that you set the style for men, Mr. Beau Brummel. Let us hope that other men won't adopt your style of empty flattery and deliberate lies.
But, Rosemary, the Duchess means nothing to me.
Well, what were you doing in that library? Shooting bookworms?
No, but, Rosemary, please listen to me. I've loved you all so long, but I couldn't say it before. Right from the start, you've been a part of me. Couldn't love anyone more. No one in all this world possesses so much charm and grace. Made up my mind to tell you this is the time and place. Now I can sing this song, but I couldn't sing it before. It seems to me this heartfelt melody tells us just what is in store. Life will be a dance when we're together. Here's my heart and hand. Please understand, I just couldn't say it before.
Do you really mean the things you say?
Oh, with all my heart.
Then I shall give you a chance to prove your love, Beau Brummel.
Ask me anything, my darling. Anything at all.
Anything?
Anything.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
All right. Tonight at the Grand Ball, dance every dance with me.
Yes. Every dance?
Every dance with me. Well?
I promise. I shall dance every dance with you.
Here's a pretty kettle of fish to make one raven rant. Why should a lovely dish have such a terrible aunt? Every dance with a duchess, with Rosemary too indeed. To carry out such a task, I wish that I were a centipede. Ah me, ah me, it's certainly hard on a man.
Now, the news you've been waiting for. Where to buy that thrilling new ice cream blueberry pie. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test ice cream and milk are sold. Ready?
In New York City and suburbs, the Seal Test milk is Sheffield Farms Select milk. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castles. In northern New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. Think of the most delicious dessert you've ever tasted. Then try Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. Ah, those crusts of smooth vanilla ice cream. That filling of plump, ripe, juicy blueberries. What a treat to serve. This pie, serving four persons, costs only 33 cents. Ask any Hydrox, Castles, or Moglia dealer for Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. And Sheffield Farms Company suggests that you try Select homogenized milk containing 400 units of vitamin D. It's Seal Test supervised. It's the duty of every citizen to register. If you do not register, you cannot vote. In New York City, the remaining registration days are October 14th and 15th.
A
And now back to the 18th century with Rudy Valley as Beau Brummel, Lionel Standers as valet, and Rosemary Lane.
Lionel, old dear, you can see my difficulty. In an hour, the grand ball starts, and I promised both Rosemary and the Duchess that I'd dance all the dances with each of them.
A horribly despicable situation.
But a cruel fate. If I dance with the Duchess, I lose the love of Rosemary. If I dance with Rosemary, the Duchess will become angry and go back to the Prince. If she goes back to the Prince, I'll get Rosemary, but I'll lose my pants. Because, you see, if the Duchess goes back to the Prince, he won't pay me the £1,000 which he promised to pay me for taking the Duchess off his hands before I met Rosemary in the first place. What should I do, Lionel?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Would you mind repeating that?
Look, if I dance with Rosemary, Oh, never mind. I don't understand it myself. My big problem is to get someone to take the Duchess off my hands.
Is that all you want? Why didn't you say so? I'll go to the ball and I'll make love to the Duchess.
But, Lionel, you're just a valet. The Duchess is only attracted to men of noble rank.
Then I got a terrific idea. Boss, you are now talking to Baron Gregor Gregorovich Standarov Standarovsky.
Splendid idea. Then it's agreed. But remember my agreement with the Prince. When the Prince arrives, he must find her in your arms so he can break his engagement to her.
He'll find her in my arms. Don't worry, boss. You're looking at a fellow who's a solid sander with a feminine gender.
Bo, listen, they're playing my favorite waltz.
A waltz?
Yes, a waltz. Let's dance.
I'm afraid I can't.
But why?
But
you promised to dance every dance with me.
Yes, I know, but...
Oh, there you are, Bo, you naughty, naughty boy. I've been looking high and low for you.
Well, may I present this, Duchess, have you met your niece?
Good evening, Auntie.
Oh, hello, Rosemary, my dear. Oh, but come, Bo. The dance is nearly over, and you know your promise. You said you'd dance every dance with me.
Every dance? Oh. So that's why you wanted me to stay in the garden, you wolf in fawn-colored pants?
Oh, but darling, I can explain if you'll only...
Explain? What is there to explain?
Yes, it's all very clear.
But, Rosemary, where's that Lionel?
You, Nim. Where's the Duchess? Hi, you, Jim. Where's the Duchess?
Oh, yeah.
There she is. How lovely. My Duchess, my little blint. I am here.
You are here, but of course you're here. But who are you?
Who am I? I am Baron Gregor Gregorovich Standarov Standarovsky, cousin to the royal family, once removed from the Grand Duke, twice removed from the Tsar, and 3 times removed from the Tsarina. Nobody could stand me.
Oh, but Baron, I...
4 times removed from Rasputin, 5 times removed from the smorgasbord table at the Russian Kretschmer.
Oh, but Baron, I don't think we've ever met.
That's nyatik. What does it matter? I am a little boy. You are a little girl. Let's leave for the moment. Ah, let me look on you, my little onion blossom. Those eyes, those lips, that much. When I see them all together on one face, do you know what I say to myself?
What?
Couldn't be.
Baron, are you sure we've met before?
Met before? Oh, can you forget that gondola in Venice? I took you in my arms and smothered you with heart-burning kisses.
What did I do?
You beat me and told me to stop.
I told you to stop?
Yes.
Couldn't be.
My little Pirozhok, I could love you. I could worship you. I could get down on my hands and knees for you. You want a word with me, peasant?
Listen, the prince just came in the front door. Quick, grab the Duchess in your arms and kiss her.
Boss, I'd do anything for you. But did you get a load of what she's using for a puss?
Yes. I know, but go ahead and kiss her. Beauty isn't everything.
In her case, it isn't anything.
Go on, kiss her.
where I go to for a pair of pants. Ah, Duchess, come here. Come here to my arms. Let me kiss you Russian style.
Oh, comrade!
His Royal Highness, the Prince!
Aha, Duchess! So I've caught you in another man's arms.
The prince!
But I thought you'd be in Beau Brummel's arms.
But I thought my valet here could do it.
But I thought he was a Russian count.
But I thought we could get away with
it. But I thought Beau would make love to the Duchess.
But I thought Beau was in love with me.
But I thought you'd understand.
But I thought. Stop! Silence! I demand an explanation of this horrid situation. I'm the prince!
I admit this situation needs a recapitulation for the prince. For the prince.
We will give the situation thorough recapitulation for the prince. For the prince.
I'm the prince, a son of a king. I'm the boss of everything. Beau Brummel, inasmuch as I was weary of the Duchess, I offered you £1,000 to push the lady out of bounds. Did you do it?
No.
I'm the Duchess, a lady of grace. Pardon me if I'm red in the face. Beau Brummel caused my blushes by ringing in this Russian. It was Beau I started out to trip. Now I wind up in this Cossack grip. Do I like it?
You bet.
I'm a bum. Beau Brummel's valet. And I've had a deuce of a day. My duties are to crush and donning socks and play in Russian. I'm not going to take another rebuke. I'll marry the Duchess and be a duke. Call me Your Grace.
Your Grace?
That's delightful.
I'm just a girl who fell in love. I'm sweet and gentle as a dove. Beau Brummel said he adored me and vowed it was really romance. But never again will I trust or believe in the kid in the fawn-colored pants.
I am bold, and I feel like a mess. I'm the cause of all your distress. Rosemary, dear, I love you. I swear by stars above you. If it hadn't been for my fawn-colored pants, I wouldn't have given the Duchess a glance. Please forgive me.
Please forgive him.
Well, perhaps.
Please, dear, I love you.
Well, I love you, too.
Hooray! She loves him!
Stop!
And who are you?
I am pea-popping Percival Pipping Poop Pants Builder.
And what do you want?
I want my pants, my fawn-colored pants. I should have asked for my fee in advance. I was dazzled by his arraignment and forgot to ask for payment. The dough for the pants is still remiss, and so I'll tear them off like this.
Ooh, look. Red flannels.
Yes. Smart, aren't they?
What? Red flannel undies?
Of course. Tomorrow the whole country will be wearing them. Ah, yes.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes. Our clothes
really make the man. Next week, we will be broadcasting from Hollywood, California. Our guest will be the great profile, John Barrymore. Until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and reminding you to look for the red and white Seal Test, S-E-A-L-T-E-S-T, symbol. Good night, all.
Seal Test and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.